99 years ago today, 17-year-old Jesse Washington, an illiterate black farmhand, was convicted of the rape and murder of Lucy Fryer. What soon followed would become known as the Waco Horror. Washington was dragged to Heritage Square, where he was chained, beat, and burned, all while an estimated crowd of 10 to 15,000 observers cheered on. Today, on the anniversary of Washington's death, a local group remembers the event by reviving an early 20th century genre of theater known as anti-lynching plays.
Anti-lynching plays have, I guess they were really popular in the early 1900s in African-American communities, and so they were performed in churches and just at community events, and people would get together and just read parts. And they weren't done performed to relive the lynchings, but they dealt with people's emotions.
That's Deshauna Hawley. She's one of the organizers of the event and says that the reading will be the start of a series of anti-lynching performances that she hopes will acknowledge the city's progress, but also highlight the steps towards equality that have yet to be made. Recently, anti-lynching plays have undergone somewhat of a revival. The New York-based art center Jack began performing the plays earlier this year as a medium to discuss events in cities like Ferguson and Baltimore. It's part of what inspired Kerry Arroyo to team up with Hawley to create the event.
That's part of our goal too, I think, is bringing those narratives to life and then... hopefully that opening up a space of what do we want our narrative to be as a community and how do we write that together.
The group will read W.E.B. Du Bois's Jesus Christ in Texas. Although not a play, the short story was inspired by Washington's lynching. And according to the Texas State Historical Association, the heaviest concentration of lynch mobs was here, along the Brazos River, from Waco down to the Gulf of Mexico. It's within that stretch that 11 counties accounted for 20% of all lynch mobs. It's a history that Joe Welter says events like these helped to address. Welter is the board chair of the Waco Community Race Relations Coalition.
Sometimes you have to open those old wounds and clean them all out as just in order for people to heal.
The reading will start at 5:30 on the steps on the 5th Street side of the courthouse. With KWBU, I'm Carlos Morales.